Archers for the week 23 to 28 July 2000.
You didn't join in, Peggy.
I didn't feel like it.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure we'll find something for you to enjoy today.
In Blackpool?
Oh, yes, there's so much to do there. Well, there's the sea for a start.
I shan't want to spend all day just looking at the sea.
And we can go for a walk along one of the piers.
Expect there'll be nothing but souvenir shops.
Oh, but they do have other attractions as well.
Not that are likely to appeal to us.
Oh, dear.
And I expect there'll be people wandering around without their shirts on eating chips.
Well, things have changed a little since our day.
More's the pity.
Well, hey, look at that!
What are you looking at,
Ed? That coach going the other way, look!
Where? What are you going on about?
They were flashing at us!
You what?
Moaning, you know, like this!
Don't you dare, Ed!
I'm glad you were, though, didn't I?
You're disgusting, you are.
Yeah, and I'm loaded.
Oh, yeah, how come?
Well, it don't matter, I just am. So I can go on any ride I like.
So can I.
Your dad letting you go on your own, is he?
Of course he is. He's looking after Christopher anyway.
My mum and dad don't care what I do.
Liar.
What have I got the flat all to myself?
I don't know.
I'm going to have a party every night.
What?
You want to come along? Have yourself some real fun.
In your dreams.
Don't cry, George. You have some crisps too.
Cheese. Oh, smoky bacon. That's all right, Ailey.
Can we have some?
Mind your own, Ed
Grundy. That's nice, isn't it?
Has been trying to chat you up.
Mind your own business.
Don't worry, Ailey's got no time for it.
I reckon these crisps should keep the kids quiet for a while.
Yeah. I've just seen a sign.
Eh?
It's only 7 miles.
Oh, can't wait to get there.
Oh, neither can I.
So excited.
Pity Mum couldn't come as well.
Yeah, well, I should think her and Clary are quite happy looking after the bull for a day.
Yeah, must be a relief not having to worry about what sort of mood Sid and Kathy are in.
Voice down there. Oh, who's this? Who's this?
Oh, it's Jamie's. His special cap. Oh. Thanks, Hayley. He'd be really upset if we lost that.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
That'd be more than my life's worth. Has he been behaving himself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. Oh, he's been swapping cards with Pip and Daniel most of the time.
Oh, I know. They're obsessed, aren't they?
Why don't you let us take him round Blackpool with us?
Oh, no, you can't do that. You've had him for the whole journey.
It'll be no trouble. He's so happy with the others.
No, you've got enough to cope with already.
So one more won't make a difference, will it, Roy?
No, I suppose not. They'll probably wear each other out anyway.
I expect you and Sid like some time to yourselves.
Well, we've come here for Jamie, really.
Come on, Kathy.
Well, only if you're sure.
Yeah.
We'll give you some money for his lunch and treats.
Oh, don't worry, we can sort it out later.
OK, then. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll tell Sid. Did you hear that, Sid?
What's that?
Hayley and Roy have offered to look after Jamie for us.
Oh, well, they don't have to do that.
It's very kind of them.
Yes, it is. It'd be nice to have some time to ourselves.
Yes, it will be.
Not long to go now.
Till what?
Till we get there.
Oh, good.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, so am I.
Hey, everyone, shall we have another song?
No, not yet.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside.
Oh, I do like to be beside the sea.
Oh,
I do like to stroll along the prom, 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 where the brass band plays.
Smell that sea air, Peggy. Oh. It's so invigorating.
It smells more like bad dreams to me.
So, we're all meeting on back of the tower at 7:30, eh?
Yes, we've got a long day ahead of us.
Oh, look, Peggy! A lovely old-fashioned tram!
Hey, what are you doing, Jack? Don't call me like
Come
that!
Come on, we've got to catch that tram!
Daniel! What are you doing with that frisbee? We'll take it out of your mouth and give Jamie a go.
Have you seen what Pip's doing?
No.
She's making a mermaid in the sand.
Eh? Oh, it's beautiful, Pip. I love the seaweed for the hair.
She's very artistic, isn't she?
She is. Just look at Josh and Phoebe.
Oh, they're great, aren't they? You can't beat it with just a bucket and a spade.
You know what I feel like with all these kids?
Pied Piper?
Julie Andrews.
You what?
Sound of Music. High on the hill, it's a lonely cold, lay on, lay on, lay.
Amazing. And you haven't had a drink yet?
Thank you very much.
a lovely view over towards Fleetwood.
It'd be more interesting if there was something else to look at apart from the sea and hotels.
Doesn't it take you back to when there used to be trams everywhere?
I'm reminded how uncomfortable they are.
And I remember when sixpence used to take you wherever you wanted to go.
I do remember going up west once or twice.
Oh, that was a big event in those days, wasn't it?
Yes, with our big day out. Funny.
What?
How times change.
Come on, you've got to do it this time. Oh, please.
Don't, Ed, you just waste your money.
Yes, results! What was that you were saying, Ed?
I can't believe it, you lucky idiot.
Well, I told you this is my lucky day and there ain't nothing going to stop me having a good time.
All right.
Blimey. I never thought we'd get rid of Bert and Marjorie.
Nice to have a bit of company.
Yeah, I suppose so. Hey, do you want to go for a ride on the Big Dipper?
Oh, I don't really like them.
You used to. Don't you remember us going to the Mock Fair in Borchester when we were courting?
That was a long time ago.
Had our first proper kiss on the Big Dipper.
I wonder what Jamie's doing.
Yeah, I wonder.
Isn't that Roy and Haley?
Where?
Over there by the kiosk, buying ice cream. Yes, it is. Look, there's Jamie. Don't they look happy?
The kids?
Yeah. And Roy and Haley. Oh, they're holding hands.
Yeah.
Right, has everyone got an ice cream?
Yeah!
Good! Now, who wants to go and see Punch and Judy?
Me!
Come on then, let's go!
You love all this, don't you? Kids, ice cream, silly hats, Punch and Judy.
Yes, and you.
Is that the pier where Julia says she had her name up in lights?
Yes. It's hard to imagine now, isn't it?
Oh, look, there's a fortune teller.
So there is.
They're silly, really, aren't they? You can never believe what they say.
Oh, they're good fun, though. Why don't you have a go?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you never know. There might be something exciting in store for you.
Oh. All right, then.
I want to go on another ride, Ed.
Yeah, all right. First, I'm going to blast these dogs and get myself a prize.
You don't want a teddy, do you?
No. It's for you. Well, if you want it. Yes! Got you!
Thanks, Ed.
So don't say I don't look after you, all right?
I do like a good cream tea.
Don't you think the scones are a bit stale?
Oh, mine isn't. Do you want a swap?
No, don't worry. At least it's not that awful squirty cream.
Don't you think this is a splendid tea room?
Yes, it's very grand, isn't it? Do they have tea dancers here?
I believe they do. But we're going to the Tower Ballroom.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yes. If you'd like to, Mrs. Woolley.
I think I might be persuaded, Mr. Woolley.
When I was a kid, I used to think the sea stretched on forever.
Yeah.
Isn't that Phoebe?
What?
Over there. She's on her own.
Is she?
Quick, run and catch her, Sid. I'll find Roy and Haley.
Come here, Phoebe, sweetheart. It's your Uncle Sid. It's all right. You're safe now.
Oh, look, there they are. Phoebe! Phoebe!
It's all right, Haley. We've got her.
Oh, Kathy, thank goodness. Thank goodness you were here.
You're all right.
One minute we were going off for a ride in the donkeys, and the next minute she'd vanished.
Here you are. All's well that ends well, eh? Oh,
thanks, Sid. We were just starting to panic.
I know what she's after. A stick of rock.
Oh, is that all you wanted, sweetheart? Some rock?
Well, in that case, I suppose we better buy some for everyone, hadn't we?
They're playing some lovely old tunes.
Isn't it smashing?
I wonder what's next.
I wonder.
Oh, Jack. Did you?
Shall we dance?
Yes, of course. How did you know this is my favourite?
You hum it in the bath.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do I? It's a lovely surprise. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Are you sure Mrs. A and Bert will be all right with the kids?
Oh, no problem. Marjorie's brilliant with kids. Hey, look at Lewis and Julia dancing.
They're not bad, are they? Well, considering. And what about Mr. and Mrs. Woolley?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they look so lovely together, don't they?
Do you reckon we'll be dancing to this in 50 years' time?
Who knows?
Hayley, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
This day, it's been so brilliant, seeing you, the kids and that.
And what?
And, I was thinking, how would you like to move in with me and Phoebe's? Or set up home with us?
Right, that's wonderful.
You know, maybe we could get a house together or something.
But it's such a big thing. Can I think about it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
I do love you, though. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, Sid, that's my foot again.
Oh, sorry, was it? It's not my kind of music, really.
No. It's obviously Jack and Peggy's, though. Look at them.
Yeah.
Have you seen Roy and Hayley? Really in love. Sid, are you listening to me?
What's that, love?
You're thinking about her.
No. No, no, of course I'm not. Why should you think that?
Oh, Sid. There's no point anymore, is there?
Kathy?
It's not working. No matter how hard we try, it's just not working. I'll see.
Kathy, where are you going? Kathy!
Dad. Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I found her at the bottom end of Midsummer Meadow.
Any sign of how it happened?
No, not really. Could have been anything.
Hate it when that happens.
Oh, it's just part of keeping sheep. Sometimes they die.
Do you want a hand disposing of her?
No, I can manage. You get on with spraying the potatoes.
Okay, yeah, I'd better get on. The forecast said thundery showers this afternoon.
Let's hope they hold off until tonight.
Yeah. Have you seen Pet and Josh this morning, by the way?
No, they were still fast asleep when I left.
Not surprised. They didn't get back from Blackpool till 11:30.
I should think they'll be exhausted.
They are. They hardly had the strength to climb into bed last night.
Did they have a good time?
Yeah, wonderful, apparently. They've brought you back a present.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah. Ruth and I both got a big stick of rock and a Kiss Me Quick hat.
Surprised you haven't got it on now.
No, it didn't look right with the face mask, you know. Shame that Ruth couldn't go with him, really.
Yes, would have given her a bit of a lift.
Ruth would have loved it.
Oh, well, never mind, David. There'll be other trips for her to go on.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And at least she's getting a lot of visitors.
Yeah, do you know if there's anyone there now?
Well, Elizabeth's car was outside earlier on.
Really?
Oh, yes. She's been very concerned for Ruth.
Good. So she should be. Right, well, better get off.
Yes, all right, I'll see you later.
OK, Dad. Oh, hi, Mum.
No, darling.
See you later.
Right.
Hello, you're going out?
Yes. Shula's looking after the children, so I'm going over to see Brian. Jenny said he'd be there at lunchtime. I want a word with him about my honey.
Oh, dear.
Needn't worry. I'm sure we'll both give as good as we get.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm off to see Peggy about the faith after that, then over to the bungalow for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, so you're going to be busy?
Yes. If you're looking for lunch, I've left some ham and salad in the fridge.
Ah, thanks. I'll probably come back for it later.
I better go, or I might miss Brian.
Yes, right. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mum. I've just been to see Ruth.
Good.
She seems in pretty good spirits, doesn't she?
Yes. Though I think she's become quite good at putting on a public face.
Must be very difficult.
Darling, would you mind terribly if I shoot off?
Oh, well, I just wanted a quick chat.
It's just I'm in a rush to catch Brian and then Peggy. Can I give you a ring later?
It's all right, it'll keep.
I'll phone you. Bye, darling.
So I thought we should have two barrels of Shires, because the sort of people who come to these vintage car rallies are real ale chaps, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose.
But then again, as it's the middle of summer, perhaps they'd rather have lager.
Maybe.
They're quite a different crowd from the ballooning lot, so it's difficult to tell.
Yes.
I think we should go for both, well, just to be on the safe side. So do you think two Shires and two lagers would be enough?
Well, maybe. Cathy, where have you been?
I've been out.
I was worried.
All I did was take Jamie to his activity morning and do a bit of shopping.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
I'm tired.
Here, give me your shopping. You're lucky it's been quiet today, so there wasn't a problem.
That's not lucky.
No, you're right. Without the Arkwright Hall builders, we'd be completely dead.
Oh, what's the time?
1:10.
Oh, I've got to go and collect Jamie.
Well, I can do that if you like.
No, I'll go.
Cathy, don't keep rushing off.
Sid, do you think we can finish our discussion about the beer tent?
Sorry, Nigel. You'll have to come back some other time, and I'm not so busy, OK?
But, Sid, look here. Busy? Come on, do you want our business or not?
Sorry about Mike hooting you like that.
Yes. Did he give me a bit of a scare?
Well, you know Mike on a tractor. I'll have a word with him when he comes in with the next load.
How's it going, the harvest?
Oh, pretty good so far. I think we're going to get rain this afternoon.
Does look threatening, doesn't it?
We're having to use this place as a temporary grain store. That old dryer of ours can't keep up with the combine.
It's a very impressive machine.
I'm afraid Jenny's gone out to lunch if you're looking for her.
No, it's you I've come to see.
Oh? What's up?
I haven't told you what happened last week, have I?
No.
Several jars of my honey from one of last year's batches were returned to me by Jean Harvey at the WI.
Oh, yes.
They say it could have been contaminated by pollen from your GM crop.
That's hardly likely, is it? Trial crop covers such a small area.
Come on, Brian. You've seen the news about GM traces in honey. My hives are a lot closer to your crop than the 6-mile limit advised by the Beekeepers Association.
Look, if there is, Jill, it'll only be a minute trace. They'll let you get away with that.
Not a question of getting away with anything. It's what the public think about the honey, the people who buy it.
They can't possibly know it's contaminated.
But they don't know it's not, either.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure where this conversation is leading us.
I do wish you'd thought all this through before you'd grown that crop, Brian.
Oh, come on, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Oh, you think it's a trivial matter, do you?
It's public ignorance, that's all.
Well, whatever it is, your trial seems to have made my honey unsaleable.
Oh, nonsense, it's just a few hysterical people.
No, you're wrong. As far as the market's concerned, my honey's completely spoiled because of your actions.
OK, Jill, you made your point. So, what should we say by way of compensation?
Sorry?
Well, how many jars was it? Shall we say £20?
I thought you knew me better than that. You might have apologised.
Mum was in such a hurry, she wouldn't even let me tell her about my appointment with Dr. Beck.
I'm sure it wasn't deliberate.
It's not very fair, though, is it?
Your mother's got rather a lot to think about at the moment.
Yes, I know that. It's just... Well, I have got a serious heart condition, haven't I? I just wanted to talk to her about it.
Come on, Lizzie. Jill hasn't suddenly forgotten all about you. But anyway, she said she'd call later, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
There you are, then. It's been a bit of a frustrating journey for me, too, I'm afraid.
Has it?
Sid hardly seemed interested at all. Things are obviously not going well between him and Cathy.
Everybody knows that. Do you think we can rely on him for the beer tent?
Well, I'm not sure.
This vintage car rally is far too important to risk anything going wrong.
Yes, I know.
What about that man from the Crown at Pennyhasset? He's always been keen for our business, hasn't he?
Seems a bit harsh on Sid and Cathy.
Well, I think we should go for it. We can't afford not to.
No, perhaps you're right. Especially after those figures we've had for the first couple of months since the relaunch.
They were rather worrying, weren't they?
And did you know Tickham's driven the lawnmower into one of the support posts for the treetop walk?
Oh, no.
We'll have to close it for at least a week until we get it repaired.
All starting to go wrong, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Lizzie. I shouldn't have worried you.
If only we hadn't missed the deadline for that local guidebook as well.
We've been so busy, haven't we?
Yeah, but we should have been in there.
I know. At least we're not paying for Lewis's services anymore. Arkwright Hall should keep him busy for quite a while.
Will it?
Hmm. I think he's rather fallen in love with the place. Especially now they've nearly finished the structural work on the exterior.
Really?
Oh, yes. He says the interior is exceeding all his expectations. Nothing too grand, of course. Just very, very interesting. He's rather excited about it.
Well, at least somebody's happy.
Hello, love. You've had a busy day, haven't you?
I certainly have.
Supper will be ready in about an hour. Make you a cup of tea.
Oh, good. Oh, I've been clearing out the wet grain pit. I hate that job.
It's horrible, isn't it? I'm only just back from the bungalow.
Oh, yes. How's Ruth?
Busy. Jenny's been to visit and Pat. Oh, I'm amazed she's managed to find the time with all the work on the shop. Mm.
Does she think it'll be ready for Thursday?
Yes, she's sure it will be.
And how did it go with Brian?
Don't ask.
Oh.
I'm still angry about it. I'll tell you later.
Right.
Shula said Pip was playing up this afternoon.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was complaining of headaches and feeling sick. I don't think any of it was true.
Oh, well, I suppose it's inevitable with all the attention Ruth's been getting.
Yeah, doesn't really understand.
What did Elizabeth have to say at lunchtime?
Oh, gosh, that's another thing I'm supposed to do.
What's that?
I said I'd ring her and I haven't. Oh. I did see Peggy, though, and I've asked her if she can take my place helping with the fete this year. I'm too busy.
And will she?
Yes, it's no problem. There's Siobhan and Usha on the committee with her, so that'll be fine. Oh. I also bumped into Linda.
Oh, no.
She mentioned the Mikado.
Yes, I thought she might.
Why won't you play for them?
Well, for the same reasons you're not getting involved with the fete.
Yes, I can see that. But I think you should reconsider.
Why?
You know the music already.
No, it'd be too much of a commitment.
Not really. I'd have thought it would be a nice distraction from our problems and give us all something fun to look forward to.
What an extraordinary contradictory character you are. I could say the same about the fete.
You know you'd be good at it.
Will it satisfy you if I say I'll think about it?
Yes, for now. Do you remember Julia's 75th birthday party?
Oh. How could I forget that magnificent rendition of The Sun Whose Rays?
You think she'll audition this time?
Oh, if she does, she'll probably bring the house down.
You've been avoiding me all day, and now suddenly I get the royal command to come upstairs.
Sid.
Or at least it's quiet down there, so Betty can cope. I don't suppose we'll get many in now with this storm, though. Not what we need.
Sid, listen.
What is it?
There isn't an easy way to say this. It's over.
What?
You know as well as I do. There's nothing left between us.
No. No.
Our marriage is over.
No, don't say that, Cathy.
Yesterday in Blackpool confirmed it for me. I thought it had for you, too.
It's not true.
See, somewhere along the way, we just fell out of love with each other. That's all.
No. Don't say that.
Please, Sid. You don't love me anymore.
I don't understand what's going on.
What's going on is we've got to stop pretending. This is the end.
Ruth has been overstretching herself.
Hello, love. I've just gone back to pick up my sandwiches. I left them behind this morning.
I think they're in the fridge.
Hey, what's the matter?
It doesn't matter, it's nothing.
Is it your appointment this afternoon?
No.
Look, I can easily come with you if you like.
Please, David, it isn't that.
But Neil can cover for me, it's not a problem.
You don't need to, David. It's got nothing to do with my appointment.
Well, what then?
I just hate being so helpless.
You're just trying to do too much, that's all.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to do too much.
Ruth, I'm not criticising.
Is your mum around?
Jill left a cardigan behind yesterday. Mum's just taking it back to Brookfield.
Oh, there's my sandwich. Had any more visitors today?
Jack and Peggy came over for a while.
Oh, that's nice. Ruth, look, I would like to come with you this afternoon.
No, David. Mum's taking me and that's final. Anyway, you've got work to do.
I said, Neil can cover for me.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me, Mum, to take me over there and back safely?
Of course I do. It's just... You know, if the dressing's being taken off for the last time, I thought...
Stop blowing it out of proportion! It's just a dressing coming off, OK?
Have you had any lunch yet?
Not hungry.
Got to eat, love.
I thought you were going to help Bert sort out a problem with the drinking troughs.
Yep, that's where I'm heading off next.
You don't want to keep him waiting.
No, you're right. I'll see you later, then.
It's only me, Pat.
Hi, Cathy.
Have you got time for a chat?
Well, I'll have to be a bit quick. I'm on my way back to the shop.
Cathy, you all right? What's happened?
Come and sit down.
Oh, Pat. It just isn't working between us. I can see that now. He's thinking about her all the time.
Well, I knew it'd be difficult.
I'm leaving him.
Oh, Cathy.
I don't blame him. It's just what happens when two people fall out of love, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
You never know. Might have been me having the affair instead. Though I'm not sure who with. Ambridge isn't exactly full of eligible men, is it?
Well, at least you haven't lost your sense of humour.
Not quite. I want to get the whole thing over and done with as quickly as possible. The cleaner and quicker the break, the better it's going to be for Jamie.
It is going to be very hard for him, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's got to be better in the long run than having his parents always arguing and falling out with each other. That would be terrible.
You really mean this, don't you?
Oh, it's awful at the pub at the moment. We must be putting off all our customers. I can't live there anymore.
How about Jamie?
Well, he'll come with me, of course. But I've no idea where we'll go. I don't want to leave Ambridge. It's where all my friends are. And Jamie would hate it if he never saw his dad. But we can't stay at the Bull.
No.
I can't bear it when he touches me. If I ask him something, he doesn't answer because he's thinking about her. Blackpool was terrible like that. We spent the whole day not talking to each other.
How about if you came here?
Here? Oh, Pat, you've got far too much on your plate at the moment.
Well, I'd have to check with Tony first, of course.
You'd be crazy to take me and Jamie on. I hope you don't think I came here looking...
Oh, no, no, of course I didn't. What are friends for?
I suppose we wouldn't stay long. Just until we've sorted out a place of our own.
Come and sit down, Misha.
Thanks. Anything good on telly?
No.
Where's your mum?
Gone to lie down. She's got a bit of a headache.
Oh, I hope it's nothing serious.
I don't think so. She's probably just tired from looking after me.
So, how did it go this afternoon?
Well, it went.
And are they pleased with your progress?
I suppose so. They think it looks fine.
Oh, that's a good sign, isn't it?
I suppose so.
So, have you looked at it yet?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
I want to. But I don't think I can.
If I was with you, would that help?
Maybe.
Do you want to do it now?
I don't know.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I do want to.
Okay. Do you want to use a mirror?
There's one over here on the sideboard. Seems daft to hide from it, doesn't it?
It's not daft at all, Ruth. I think you've been incredibly brave.
I don't feel brave.
Oh, you are.
Can you undo me, bra?
Yeah.
I can't do this.
It's all right, Ruth. It's all right.
You won't make me, will you?
No. It's up to you.
Okay. It's up to me.
Oh. Sorry, fell asleep. Dad, what are you doing? Don't turn the computer off.
I'm doing it for your own good.
I haven't finished yet. I've got the milk data to put in.
That can wait until tomorrow.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Of course, if Ruth were here...
They'd have been done by now, I know. But you can't do all her work on top of your own.
Oh, someone's got to.
And wear yourself out into the bargain. No, thanks, David. We need you fit and healthy for the rest of the harvest. There's a long way to go yet.
Yeah, well, that's what worries me. Can we cope without Ruth?
Yes, of course we can. It won't be so easy, I admit, but we've got Mike, Neil and Eddie when we need them. And Bert, of course. Oh, I'm sure we'll manage.
You're probably right.
Now, you get home to your wife. She needs you to look after her.
Yeah, okay.
What time is it, by the way?
Nearly 9:15.
9:15? Oh, getting worse.
Well, if you must know, I fell asleep earlier on, too.
Did you? We're getting as bad as each other, then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get home earlier. I fell asleep in front of the computer.
Never mind.
Oh, have a nice chat with Usha.
Yeah, it was great. I'm lucky to have such a good friend.
Yeah. And how was it at the surgery this afternoon?
Fine. Yeah, it went really well.
So, is the bandage off?
Yeah, they took it all off. No more dressing.
Wow. And?
And I'm glad they've done it.
Can I give you a cuddle?
Please. Just be careful.
Of course I will. Oh. I'm sorry I upset you at lunchtime.
Well, it wasn't your fault. I went over the top.
No, you didn't. I should have realised. Have you looked at it?
Yeah. Just a line across my chest where the stitches were. And another one under the armpit.
I think it's really important that you've done that.
Usha helped me.
Oh, good. Look, don't know if this will help, but I came across something the other day. I thought it might be useful.
What's that?
Well, hang on a minute. I'll just go and get it.
Why don't you just tell me, David?
Because I want to see what you think of it.
I'm sure it'll be okay, whatever it is.
Oh, here it is.
It's not 101 farmhouse recipes for women with breast cancer, is it?
No, don't worry. Now... what do you think of this? It's a chart showing the typical rate of recovery after a mastectomy. It's so that you won't be worried about not being able to do certain things yet. I thought maybe we could, you know, put it up on the kitchen wall or something.
No, David.
Why not?
You don't understand, do you?
I'm trying to, love.
I don't want some wall chart telling me what I can and can't do.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It was a kind thought.
But the wrong one.
Yeah, I just want to be left alone so I can get on with things in my own time and in my own way, OK?
Eddie's having a barbecue.
Now, put a man in charge of a barbecue. He thinks his goods give to cooking.
I thought you'd be impressed.
Oh, I am, Eddie. Made very nice barbecue out of that old oil drum.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And you had to clean it out proper before you started.
Oh, of course I did. You should be pleased you ain't got to cook tonight for a change.
I suppose that is one advantage.
This place is getting to feel more like a proper home every day.
It's all right at the moment. I didn't like that thunderstorm the other night.
Nice, Carol. It'll see us through anything. You mark my words.
Yeah, well, I won't hold my breath.
Hey, Rhoda, I thought you was getting home early tonight.
Yeah, I were going to, but I popped in to see Sid.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I asked if he'd let me change my shift Friday so as I can go to that WI do.
What did he say?
Nothing, really. Like talking to a wall.
So what happened?
Wrote it down for him and told him I assumed it were OK, but he didn't seem to care much either way.
Yeah, probably because no one's going in there these days.
No, well, no. Well, the atmosphere's terrible.
So do you reckon Cathy's going to give him the big E?
She should do, but he'd probably fall to pieces. Where's your dad?
I've gone out for a walk. Oh, we've had visitors today. Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, who?
Oh, pass us that bottle of lighter fuel, I'll tell you.
Has anyone ever told you a barbecue's supposed to be hot?
I know. Because the charcoal bits keep falling off this tray down to the bottom, so I have to keep chucking more on.
Oh, Eddie, honestly, it's nearly all gone.
I know. I'm getting some more. Dear.
No.
Oh!
Now just be careful, won't you? My dad knew someone who'd burn his eyebrows off with that stuff.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, Eddie, look at it!
Don't fuss, woman! I've got it under control.
I think I'll stand a bit further back.
Please yourself.
So who come round today?
Oh, there was Mrs. Antrobus this morning. She brought Dad a fruitcake.
Oh, that's nice of her. Is there any left?
Oh, no. It was delicious, though.
Well, thanks for saving me some.
Oh, sorry, love, but we had other guests to entertain.
Oh.
Like he brought his family ring.
Oh, I might know they'd eat all the cake.
Oh, and then there was Linda Snell. Oh, she was a bit of a pain, that she.
Why? What'd she do?
She wanted to turn the caravan ring.
Why?
Oh, search me. And she kept going on about the lid of the chemical toilet.
I do wonder about her sometimes.
She soon went off the idea, though, when she got within a couple of yards of it.
I don't blame her. When was the last time you emptied it?
This morning, I think.
What's going on, Dad? You can see that smoke from miles away.
Oh, nothing, son. We're just having a barbecue.
So maybe the caravan will caught fire.
It ain't for one of trying, will you, Martin, tell you?
Do you join us, son?
Nah, I'm going into Borchester tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, if I don't feel too knackered. There's usually a band on at the Blue Boar.
Do you think that you'll see Edward?
Well, not if I can help it. Why?
Well, it's just, I was round the flat earlier on and it were in a right state.
Oh, typical.
Edward weren't even there, but Jazza were and some of his mates.
You never told me this.
And no, well, I were going to. I just got distracted.
So where were Ed?
Dunno. His mates were still asleep, all over the place there was.
Who was it?
Oh, late morning.
Well, that's not on.
There was empty beer cans and dirty ashtrays everywhere.
Must have had a party.
Oh, we told him not to.
How can we stop him, Eddie, when we ain't there?
That's no excuse. He should know better than that.
I managed to get rid of them all in the end. But oh, when I was tidying up, I kept thinking I were going to come across some drugs or something.
You didn't find any, did you?
No. But how long's it going to be before we do?
Well, Ed may be pretty stupid, but even he's not that daft, Mum.
I hope you're right, William.
Yeah, so do I.
Then one of the neighbours come up and complained about the noise.
Oh, wouldn't worry about me.
We've got to, Eddie. The party went on all night.
But when I get hold of him...
I don't like that, Jazza. He's too cocky. And he's a bad influence on our Edward.
Yeah, he has got a bit of a reputation.
I mean, if they're having parties all night, what happens when the landlord hears about it? Or the police gets called out?
He won't get to that stage, love. I'll have words with Edward when I see him next.
No, Mum's right. If it's like this now, it'll only get worse. I'll go round and talk to him.
Oh, would you, love?
I'll come with you after we've had this barbecue.
No, Dad, it's all right. I'll sort it now. Can I borrow the van?
Of course you can. Just don't get into a fight with him.
I won't. Where are the keys?
Inside, on that little cabinet.
Looks like your boss is after you.
No chance. He knows I'll finish for the night.
Must have come up here for something.
As long as I had an eviction order, I don't mind.
I've told you, Clary, you wouldn't dare. Any of this is the monkey, not the organ joint.
Evening, Mr. and Mrs. Grundane.
Evening, Mr. Turner. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering what all the smoke was.
We're having a barbecue. That's all right with you.
Very ingenious. Did I see William just now?
That's right, Greg. Did you want me for something?
No, you're all right. You did a good job on those pens.
Well, thanks. If you don't mind, I've got to go into Borchester now.
Don't let me stop you.
OK. I'll let you know what happens, Mum.
Oh, thank you, William.
So, you're quite settled in now?
Oh, yes, thanks.
I suppose I'd better go and sort out some veg, haven't I? Excuse me.
A word of warning, Mr. Grundy. You've set yourselves a bit too close to the birds, for my liking.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And if you do anything to disturb them or upset them or...
Or what?
Or if any of them should mysteriously disappear, Then this is the first place I shall come looking.
What do you think we are?
I know what you are.
I wouldn't touch a precious bird, even if you begged me to.
At least we know where we stand.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
No doubt we'll be seeing each other again. Soon.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Oh, Eddie! The barbecue's collapsed!
I know it blooming has, woman!
Help you?
I shouldn't think so.
What are you doing here in the middle of the field?
Watching you. I suppose you'd call this inevitable,
Hold on a minute. I'll come down to you.
You think you're improving the land, I suppose?
Strictly speaking, you shouldn't really be here.
Why not? This land's been in my family for generations.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong to you anymore, does it?
No. No, it don't. Which is why I can't stop you, can I?
Stop me? Why should you want to do that? All I'm doing is turning it over.
This pasture ain't been ploughed under for hundreds of years. Maybe never.
Well, if that's true, hopefully we can make it much more productive.
You don't understand, do you? Pasture is pasture. That's what it's there for.
But there aren't any cows here anymore.
One of the best milking pastures in the county there used to be. And you're ploughing it up.
Joe, I'm afraid it's not your concern now.
What's going in there? Winter wheat, I suppose.
Well, possibly are.
Vandalism is what it is. When I think of the milk that's come from here.
I'm afraid it's part of the estate now, and we don't need grassland.
So you thought you'd blow it up? All that fertility we built under the grass, and you're going to get the benefit.
Look, it's not as simple as that, Joe. You know that. Brian, I'll tell you the same.
We grew beautiful grass here. Cows loved it. It gave us the best milk a body could ask for.
Well, that may have been true once, but they've gone now.
This pasture was one of the most productive we ever had. A national asset it was.
Yes, Joe, but it had to go.
So them greedy beggars on Borchester land can screw a bit more profit out the ground.
Joe. Come on, Joe, you've got to let it go. It's not your responsibility anymore.
If it was, I wouldn't be ruining it like this. Destroying everything I grew up with. And me poor old dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, but the world moves on.
You're chucking it all away and for what, eh? Few quick profits.
All right. Why don't I take you back to your caravan?
It ain't right. But then, you shouldn't be alone.
Debbie, you finish off here. I'll see you later.
Okay, Dad.
Come on, Joe. Let's get you back home.
Eddie, look, it's Brian Aldridge.
Oh, no, what does he want?
He's got Joe with him.
What?
Evening, Mr. Aldridge. Is everything all right?
Yes. I've just brought Joe back from Grange Farm.
Oh, yeah? Are you all right, Dad?
No. I've seen what they're doing to our farm.
Joe got a bit upset when he found Debbie ploughing up one of the meadows.
Look, can you blame him? That's his life's work.
I know, and I'm sorry it's got to be done. The estate needs to develop that land.
Yeah, save us your explanations.
Come and sit down, Joe, here under the umbrella. Thanks for bringing him back, Mr. Aldridge.
That's the least I can do. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Good night, Mr. Aldridge.
Good night, Clary.
I think I'll go and lie down.
Can I get you some?
No, I just want to be on my own.
I think Dad's all right.
Oh, I expect to be okay once he's had a rest. Oh, look, William's back now.
Oh, let's hope he's got some good news.
Did you see Edward, William?
Yeah, I saw him. What was Mr. Aldridge doing here?
He brought your granddad back from Grange Farm.
Well, what was he doing there?
Oh, don't ask. I'll tell you later. I want to hear what happened at the flat with Edward.
Oh, Jazz was still there. No one else.
I suppose that's summer.
And they weren't going to have another party.
I think not.
They both said they were done in.
I bet they did.
I told Ed he's got to cut out the parties and treat the place with more respect, or I'd have the police on him. Jazz went home after that. And Ed said he was going to watch some film on telly and go to bed.
Thank you, William. I'm sorry about that. You wanted to go out, didn't you?
That's all right. I need an early night anyway. So, what's this with Grandad and Grange Farm?
They're taking the plough to our field, son. That's the end of Grange Farm, as we knew it.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Come and sit down.
Thanks, Dad, but I won't. Simon's cooking me dinner. I'm already running a bit late.
Oh, well, you better shoot off then.
I just came to tell you I finished off the meadow at Grange Farm. Joe got pretty upset, didn't he?
Yeah, poor old Joe.
Oh, I dropped in at the fishing lake on my way back.
Huh? You catch any late-night anglers?
There were a couple of lads, and as soon as they saw me, they reeled in and ran straight off.
Typical. I have to ask your mother to go up there more often.
And just in case you're wondering, I still haven't had a chance to investigate the great disappearing trout mystery.
Well, it wasn't, actually. It's no great rush.
Well, just as well, really. We've got enough other things to do at the moment, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, go on, you get home.
Oh, hello, Greg. You were looking forward to the game fair on Friday?
Yes, it should be a good do. Usually is.
Anyway, I'd better get off.
Right off.
I'll see you tomorrow, Dad.
Yeah, bye, darling. You want to see me, Greg?
Yeah, I'd like a quick word, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, well, let me just close this down. Well, then, I'll be with you in a minute.
Of course.
There. Now then, fire away.
It's about the Grundys and their caravan.
Oh, yeah? What about them?
Well, there doesn't seem to be any movement on the matter, does there? You should see what Eddie Grundy's getting up to now.
Oh, yes?
He's got a table outside with an umbrella and chairs. And he's fixed up a barbecue and an old oil drum. It's beginning to look like a pub garden.
Yeah, I know. I was over there earlier on.
I'm really surprised Graham Ryder hasn't grasped the nettle on this one.
That's because he's still on holiday.
So who's dealing with it?
As I told you, I am.
Oh, I see.
They're not disturbing the birds, are they?
Yeah, no, I warned Eddie about that.
Good. Then in that case, you've got nothing to worry about, Greg. Because it's not your problem, is it?
Ambridge Organics is about to open its doors for the very first time.
It's a disaster.
No, Mum, it's a setback. Like the guys painting that wall the wrong colour? It is not a disaster. Helen will get on the phone later.
I'm sure I can smell varnish too.
Mum, you've been going on about that all week.
But what if it puts people off?
It won't, because there isn't a smell. There, that should be enough pulp to see you through the rest of the week.
You can't blame me for wanting everything to be right though, can you? And without the ham...
We've done everything we can in the last few days to get the shop up and running.
I know you have.
And if we haven't got everything just perfect, and so be it.
Yeah, but it's things like not having something as basic as ham that makes all the difference. We don't want dissatisfied customers. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I'm just a bit nervous. Very tired, I suppose.
Aren't we all?
I suppose it looks all right, having all the green veg in one block. You don't think we should mix them up a bit more with the other colours?
No, Mum, they're fine.
Where's Helen gone?
To get some sticky labels, I think.
Oh, yes, of course. It's 8:40. Do you think we've got everything ready?
Well, if we haven't, it's too late to do much about it now.
I'm just going to take one last look round to check everything's in place.
It should be.
I still think we could do with a wider range of mayonnaise. Same ones with garlic, lemon and mustard.
Well, Helen thought we'd wait and see if there was any demand for them.
But people like choice. You're not changing the blackboard, are you?
No, I just thought we should underline the special office, make them stand out a bit more.
You do know I'm very proud of both you and Helen, don't you?
Thanks.
You've put in so much work.
Yeah, 2 17-hour days in a row. Never thought stacking shelves and filling freezers would be worse than farming.
Yeah, it's all been worthwhile. It looks great.
Even though we haven't got any ham?
Yes, Tommy, even without the ham. Oh, nearly time to open.
I've got an idea.
What's that?
Howard Friend for the ham.
Oh, I don't think your dad would like that at all.
Oh, we haven't got any choice if we want organic.
No, perhaps not.
I'll ring him now, shall I?
No, don't. Let me speak to Dad first.
Well, if you do that, he'll only say no, and then what are we going to do?
No, I mean it, Tommy. I won't go behind your father's back.
But what's the point?
Don't worry. I'll talk him round somehow. Oh, look. Not open yet. We've already got our first customers.
It's Gran and Grandad.
Hello. Isn't this exciting?
Yes, we decided to have a picnic, and we thought we'd buy it here.
Come on, Sheila. Sheila, it's David.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, love, I was wondering if I could come over and see you.
What, now?
No, not now, but maybe this evening?
Hold on a sec. Yes, that should be okay. Aren't you going to Nets tonight?
Yeah, maybe. But if I come about six, I could probably go on there afterwards.
Mm, six would be fine.
Though I've hardly played any cricket for ages.
That's not surprising, is it? How is Ruth?
Oh, she's okay. I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, great. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in the middle of the barley field, checking if it's fit.
Well, I'd better let you get back to your work, then.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
This is a lovely spot, isn't it?
You couldn't wish for better, could you?
We should come on the Blackberry Line more often.
Oh, perhaps we could organise another village outing.
Oh, that's a good idea. A Christmas outing would be nice. Would you like some more of this apple juice?
Oh, yes, please. Judging by the picnic we've had, I think Ambridge Organics is going to do very well, don't you?
Oh, yes. It was a pity they didn't have any ham.
That's true. But everything else was very good.
I really can't remember a lovelier week than this has been. First Blackpool, then Chatsworth. Beautiful meal out last night.
Has been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, just look at that beautiful old train. Modern ones don't have the same magic at all.
Yes, they are rather special.
Every time I see one, it takes me back to when I was a boy in Sturchley. We used to race up the hill to look over the old railway bridge as the engines heaved their way up the incline. They were splendid machines.
Yes, I remember them too. One of my earliest memories is waving goodbye to my father at Victoria Station as he set off to work on the Brighton Line.
Oh, yes.
I still remember the smile on his face, the great whoosh of steam rising up, and Mum telling me not to cry.
happy days. Shall we catch the next one after this?
Yes, that should give us a couple of hours to look round Downham.
So long as we're in time for drinks at the shop.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. I've got a meeting with Siobhan and Usha this evening as well.
To discuss the fate?
Yes. Oh, did I tell you we've decided to have a country games fair this year?
Splendid. When is it?
August the 20th.
Oh, good.
We want everyone to join in, of course.
I expect the youngsters will just want to play football.
Oh, we've got that. Five-a-side football in the Am.
In the Am?
Yes. Siobhan and Usha are very keen to get people involved, just like the raft race last year. There'll be races for the children too, of course.
The dear old egg and spoon.
That's going to be a three-legged race.
Oh.
And there'll be a sack race.
It all sounds very good.
And we've managed to get Phil and Brian to agree to a sheep race between Brookfield and Home Farm.
Oh, wonderful.
Could still do with one or two other events.
Oh, what about one of those traditional old country sports, like the ones farmers used to play at the end of harvest?
Oh, that's a good idea. But who'd know about that?
Well, I can think of several people. Joe, George, even Phil.
Yes, you're right. I can ask them, can't I?
Now, why don't we pack these things up and go for a walk around the village?
Yes, all right. That'll be lovely. And then we can head back for the drinks party.
Kathy gone?
Yeah, she's got to get back to the ball for opening up.
Ah.
Thank you for letting her come and stay, Tony.
Well, it's the least we can do for the moment. Although Helen isn't too keen on having Jamie around.
She doesn't have to do anything. Anyway, she'd be too busy with the shop to notice Jamie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hard friend came up tops.
I don't want to go down that road very often.
No, of course not. Anyway, I think Kathy just wanted to come and show her support for the shop.
Yes. How long do you think she'll want to stay?
So, Mum, when are you going to make the big speech saying how wonderful this all is?
I wanted to wait till your gran and granddad are here.
I reckon you should give them 5 more minutes max and then get on with it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. People don't want to wait forever, do they?
Oh, look, there's Chris. I'll just go and have a word with her.
So, pretty good first day, huh?
Not bad. A few more customers and a few less moans about things we haven't got would have made it even better.
But now you know, you can buy them in for next time.
If enough people want them, yes.
Looks like we've got the Aldridge seal of approval. Today, anyway.
Yes. He seems quite enthusiastic. Jennifer must have been getting at him. Or in other words, he doesn't think we represent any threat to his business.
Yeah. Did you hear Clary tell about what's happening to the girls for you?
It went rather well, didn't it?
Good for Clary. That's a bad turnout, is it?
Good, I'd say.
There were Archers, Aldridges, the Barfords and Pargeters, Colin and Clary, and quite a few customers have stayed behind.
Well, wouldn't you, if you offered a free glass of wine? Thing is, will they keep coming back?
I'm sure they will. Anyway, I'm glad they're all here.
Makes me feel really proud of this shop.
And talking of ham, which we won't,
think
about the idea of me diversifying with the pigs so I could guarantee your supply.
Thank you.
That's a bad idea. Let's talk to Dad about it.
Oh, look, at last.
Jack, Peggy, welcome back.
We're sorry we're late.
Our train was held up, I'm afraid.
There was a car on the line near Holliston.
Never mind, you're here now. Have some champagne.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Hold on a second, Jack. If I could just have everyone's attention for a minute.
Quiet, please.
Thanks, Tom. I won't make this a long speech. Firstly, thanks to all of you for coming along this evening to help us celebrate our first day as a new business. Of course, Ambridge Organics wouldn't be here if we weren't living at a time of growing interest in organic foods. Clearly, it's a rapidly expanding section of the market, and we hope to be able to take advantage of that. We're here to do our best, and with your help and support, I'm sure we can nurture and develop this exciting new enterprise together. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I still can't believe it's all happened so fast. So I'd like to thank everyone involved in making it happen.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, please raise your glasses to the success of Ambridge Organics.
Ambridge Organics.
Oh, this is such a peaceful garden.
Oh, that's because Daniel's not around.
Where is he?
Upstairs, playing with an old train set of marks. Here you are.
Thanks. That's a nice thing to remember him by.
Yes, it is. We've got another visit from the social worker coming up next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm rather dreading it, because she wants to talk to Daniel on his own.
Oh. Well, that'll be all right, won't it? Kids are very resilient.
Oh. Oh, yes, he'll be fine. I just hope he doesn't say anything she thinks is a bit odd.
No, I'm sure he won't.
So, tell me about you.
Oh. Well, you know...
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, but it's difficult to know where to start.
I know.
It's just, I'm finding it really difficult to come to terms with what Ruth's going through. I know it's worse for her than it is for me.
Oh, it's not easy for either of you.
No, but ever since the operation, it's as if she's holding something back from me.
Sounds to me like she's just being protective. It's only natural.
Yeah, but she seems to find it easier to talk to other people.
David, the very fact that you're the person closest to her makes it harder for her to talk to you. If that sounds contradictory, I suppose it is.
Yeah, just a bit.
She feels more vulnerable with you because you're the person she stands to lose the most with.
How do you mean?
Look, perhaps she's afraid you'll reject her.
Reject? That's ridiculous.
Yes, I know, but these thoughts happen. I remember with Mark when we were going through the whole infertility thing, me thinking he wouldn't love me if I couldn't give him a baby.
But she mustn't think that I don't love her.
I'm sure she doesn't.
God, I love her so much I get scared just thinking about what would happen if I lost her.
Oh, David, you're not going to.
She must see that, mustn't she?
You're doing exactly the right thing just by being there for her, whether or not she responds to that at the moment.
It's really hard, Shula.
Yes, I know. But she still loves you. You just have to give her time.
Through the double doors, and it's second on the left, sir. You can't miss it.
It's all right, Roy. I'm here now. No need to panic. I'll have everything sorted out within 5 minutes.
It's all right, Linda. Everything's sorted already.
Oh, what do you mean? It can't be.
Yes, it is.
Well, I've just spoken to one of the guests. He told me that this has been the most fearful mix-up.
Two parties, double booked, guests wandering round, not knowing where on earth they're supposed to be. It's absolute chaos. I've got to sort it out immediately.
Linda, calm down. I've sent everyone to the bar for free drinks and nibbles.
Well, that won't solve the problem.
No, I know that, but it's sorted, honestly. Let me explain.
I think you better.
Well, there was a problem with universal bathrooms and Borsetshire glass.
Well, I remember universal bathrooms, but not Borsetshire glass.
Well, anyway, somebody had booked both of them into the Arkwright room for their presentations.
Well, then somebody must have changed my original booking, or simply not bothered to look at it.
Well, quite a few of the bedrooms have been double-booked too, but I've juggled them around a bit and, well...
What?
Touch wood, so far, seems to have worked.
Juggled them around a bit? Roy, you can't possibly know what you're doing. You haven't been trained.
It's all right. We use programmes like that all the time in my course. Look, I'll show you what I did, if you like.
No, it's quite all right. I'll look through it in my own time and make whatever changes are necessary.
Well, you shouldn't need to. They all seem pretty happy.
Really? That does surprise me. I really don't understand how such a thing could have happened on my shift.
Well, it doesn't matter now, does it?
And where's Trudy? She should have sorted this out. It certainly shouldn't have been left in the hands of a member of the catering staff.
Well, she left on time, at the end of her shift. The problem only occurred after that.
Oh, I see.
And since Caroline wasn't here and you were late...
You say Caroline wasn't here?
Yeah. There's no one else to sort it out and something had to be done.
So, Caroline doesn't know about this?
Well, not as far as I know. She's been out on business.
Oh, well then... Well, thank you, Roy, for covering for me.
Oh, that's all right. Could have got quite nasty.
Not thankfully. You were on hand. So, well done, Roy.
So, why were you late?
I was unavoidably detained by a recalcitrant librarian.
A librarian?
Yes, who's most unhelpful. All I wanted were reference works on 19th century Japanese culture for my production of The Mikado.
Couldn't you have rung in?
I'm sorry, Roy, but there wasn't a phone to hand, and I refused to be bombarded with radiation by one of those mobile things. Look, if Caroline is none the wiser about this little problem, then it can remain our secret, can't it?
I suppose so.
Yes. Well, thank you, Roy. You may go now. I'm sure there are guests who need attending to.
Linda!
Oh, Caroline, now there are one or two
Linda,
things...
Linda, I want to see you in my office immediately, please.
Not right now?
Yes, right now.
But who's going to look after reception?
I'm sure Roy can cope for a little while longer, since he's managed so capably for the last half hour.
But I haven't had a
chance. Now, please, Linda.
Of course, Caroline.
And Roy, I'd like to see you as well in 10 minutes' time.
That's it, Jamie. You folded that T-shirt very neatly. Well done.
It's my favourite.
I know.
Ah, it's been like a morgue down there this lunchtime. Those builders from Arkwright Hall have all disappeared for the weekend. Now Nigel's blown us out on the beer tent for the car rally. It just seems to get worse. There wasn't enough room for all the crisps downstairs, so I... Cathy, what's going on?
We're going on holidays to Auntie Pat and Uncle Tony's. Are you going too, Daddy?
No, Daddy's busy at the moment. Could you go and play in your room, Jamie, while I have a little chat with Mummy?
That's a good idea, Jamie. You need to make sure you've got all the toys you want because Hayley will be here in a minute to collect you.
OK.
What the hell's going on?
What does it look like? We're leaving. I'll stay to the end of my shift, but Jamie...
You can't just go.
Oh, yes, I can. And I am.
But what's happening with Jamie?
He's coming with me.
But this is his home.
This pub? I think he'll learn to live without it.
Cathy, is Jamie ready?
He'll be ready in a minute. Don't try to stop us.
No, Oh, God, I can't handle this.
Sid? Sid, where are you going?
Oh, hi, Sid. I didn't expect to see you.
No, excuse me, Hayley. I've got to go out.
Oh, right. Are you okay, Cathy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Hayley, can we go and play outside?
So, how was it in there?
It was very shabby, I'm afraid, Roy. The fact that the problem stemmed from someone else's error in the first place didn't seem to matter at all.
I suppose she does have to make her point.
Well, yes, but it is the manner in which one does so that counts, Roy. And I have to say that Caroline's man-management skills were sadly lacking in this instance. Too much yang, I'm afraid.
Yeah, right. Well, my turn next, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be all right. Quite the blue-eyed boy, in fact.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Linda, weren't you back at reception?
I'm on my way.
I'm sorry, Caroline. I shouldn't have left it unattended.
No, Roy, don't worry. It's not your job. Anyway, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's all right.
Come in.
Okay. I suppose you want to know what happened.
Yes. Take a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Now, as I understand it from one of the guests, there's been a double booking in one of the conference rooms and several of the bedrooms.
Oh, 15 rooms, actually.
That many?
I'm afraid so.
Anyway, he told me that at first there didn't seem to be anybody in charge who could sort it out.
I'm really sorry about that, Caroline. It was pretty chaotic.
Yes, I understand. But you don't have anything to apologise for, Roy. On the contrary, this guest was very complimentary about you.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yes. He said as soon as you realised what was happening, you took charge of the situation very smoothly and efficiently.
Well, it seemed to work out in the end.
He said you were very quick-thinking. Even managed to organise some drinks and snacks in the bar to smooth things over.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't have done that, really.
Oh, on the contrary, Roy. You did exactly the right thing.
Oh, so that's all right, then?
Oh, certainly is. I'm going to give you a bonus in your next wage packet for showing such initiative.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
No, I insist. You deserve it.
Oh, thanks very much. Actually, do you mind if I ask you something?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you see, I really enjoy working here. But I wondered if you knew of anywhere that I could take on a bit more responsibility.
What sort of thing did you have in mind?
Something like a trainee manager.
Well, I might be able to do some extra help.
Oh, well, that might be brilliant.
Tell you what, I'll have a think about it and come back to you.
Great. Thanks, Caroline.
Oh, no, thank you. You certainly showed the right qualities this afternoon.
I'm just glad I was able to help out.
Weren't you on an early shift today?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Here I am, making you even later. I am sorry, Roy.
Oh, don't worry, I don't mind.
Go on, you better get home. Have a good evening and thanks again.
Oh, that's okay. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Roy. Bye.
Bye.
Now then, talking of reliability. Oh, William, it's Caroline here. I was wondering when I was likely to see that brother of yours for those jobs he promised to do.
You can't keep me here by disappearing, Sid. I know where you went anyway.
No, you don't. It wasn't to see her, if that's what you're thinking. I haven't seen her for weeks.
You don't have to lie to me anymore.
I'm not lying to you, Cathy. It's true. I had to get out to think, so I went up Lakey Hill.
Time for reflection, was it? We can't go back, Sid.
But we've hardly had a chance to...
We've had all our chances. Now, I'll still come in to work my shifts, at least until you find someone to replace me. But I can't stay here with you.
I don't want to lose you, Cathy.
It's too late for that. You've got Betty and Frieda for the rest of the season.
I don't care about them. It's us I care about, our family.
Sid, let go of me!
Cathy, think what this is going to do to Jamie. He'll hardly ever see me.
We're only going to Bridge Farm, not Timbuktu.
But what happens after that? I mean, you can't stay there forever, can you?
I don't know. All I know is I can't stay here with you.
Why are you doing this to me?
You did this to yourself.
But why now?
Because it's over. We are finished.
Don't you even want to try?
I'm sick of trying. It doesn't work anymore.
But we're a family. It's not just you and me.
I know that. But this is going to be better for Jamie too in the long run.
Oh, you don't know that.
Why can't you just accept it? The writing's been on the wall for a long time now, only you didn't want to read it. I've got to go.
Now, please, Cathy, don't do this to me. I don't know what I'll do without you. Please forgive me. Give me another chance. I'll make it up to you.
Sid! I don't love you anymore!
No, Cathy, please don't leave me. Please don't!
Who was that on the phone?
Oh, Jennifer. I just got back from the game fair.
All right.
Apparently I had a fab time. She says she's very happy to let us have Phoebe's next Friday for your mum's birthday.
Oh, great. I knew she wouldn't mind.
Glass of wine?
Oh, yeah, I could really do with one.
Is Phoebe's okay?
Yeah, she'll be all right. She always moans a bit before dropping off.
Come on, sit down.
Okay.
Just think, this time next week, your mum and dad will be living it up at Grey Gables.
Yeah, and mum doesn't know a thing about it yet.
Well, she must have guessed something's up.
No, she still thinks I've gone out for a drink at the ball and that's it.
Be a lovely surprise for a queen for a day.
Yeah, she's going to love it. Hayley.
Do you think you'd be all right at the ball, though?
What, because of Sid and Cathy?
Yeah. God, it was awful this afternoon. I picked Jamie up just as she was telling Sid she was leaving.
Oh, it's not surprising, though, is it? Where she walked off when they were dancing in Blackpool.
No. Poor Jamie doesn't know anything about it. He thinks they're going on holiday.
He wouldn't understand if they told him the truth, would he?
No. He's got to find out someday, hasn't he?
It'll be the same with Phoebe one day, I suppose.
Oh, that won't be easy either.
Hayley, I wanted
to
ask you...
Did I tell you went to Ambridge Organics this morning?
No, you didn't.
Oh, it looks fantastic. They've done a brilliant job.
Have they?
Yeah. Mind you, they all look shattered.
No, I'm not surprised. Hayley, I was going to say...
Oh, and Marjorie was in the shop too.
Hayley?
What?
Will you stop talking and just listen to me for a second?
Sorry. I'll shut up, shall I?
Yes, please.
Tell me about your day.
Okay. Well, Caroline asked to see me in her office.
What for?
Oh, I had to sort out a problem because Linda was late.
Well, that was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Caroline was dead chuffed. She'd give me a bonus.
Oh, Roy, well done.
Well, so then I asked her if she'd think about me for a trainee manager's job.
Did you?
Yeah, well, because I thought I might be needing to, you know, if I move out of here and...
Set up home with me and Phoebs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We do need to think about your future and mine and finding somewhere for all of us.
Does that mean you will?
Yes, Roy, of course it does. You didn't think I'd turn you down, did you?
No, but I thought... I mean, you said you needed time.
Yes, well, that's a girl's prerogative.
Oh, but that's fantastic!
Oh, thank you.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.